Welcome back to the Friends Bacanti podcast. You've got Brad Mell and Chris Walker. Now, this is the final of our little trilogy to round off 2024. And it's a look ahead to 2025 and what's going to happen and what we're hoping to do. And now, I know, as I said before, we have covered this a little bit in our previous trilogy. However, we've had more detail now. We know the figures that we need to raise, so we can discuss that. We've also had a couple of messages from the school as well, so that'd be worth chatting about. I think, as we know, we've sent those computers out there. The issue, as it was, is power and Wi-Fi, but there is a plan in place, and I think we discussed that in our previous trilogy, but now we have the numbers that we need. So how much money do we need to raise, and what is that going for?
Okay. Well, I'll take it from the from the website and from my memory of how it came to me. Mm-hmm. It was between Mr. Mahachi, the head of the primary school, and Mr. Tizenya, the head of the secondary school. I spoke to both of them, and it appears both schools need that connection to the national grid, the ZESA, which is the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, and to connect them to the school buildings. In both cases, there is power at the teachers' houses, but not at the school buildings. And to connect them, according to Mr. Chizenya, I think it was said, there's an electrician in the area to do all the stuff that needs doing. Well, I guess it will be all the wiring and everything included. Yep. Is $500 for each school. That's without the solar power stuff at particularly the secondary, because it's largely out of date. And it's not working as well as it should do. So that's a different issue as to whether we do anything about that or whether we can do.
What's the rough conversion rate currently to US dollars?
For the two schools to do the ZESA supply at $500 each, I went online and checked the exchange rate, and it came out at £785 for those two. Yeah. And then we looked at the possibility of Wi-Fi through Starlink.
Yep.
And you could either do it direct through Starlink or through like almost like a franchise, I suppose, to do the installation. And for that to be done, that came to a total of $1,078 for the two schools. Which was £846. So a total of just over $2,000, which came to just over £1,600.
So that is the target then, really, for the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the thing is, because, you know, these computers have been fantastic. They've been donated by Tronox, and they've gone out there.
Yeah, and they're good, yeah.
They are good. And that's the thing, though, is because obviously software and technology updates so often, doesn't it? We need to make sure that the children there are able to use it, you know, before those machines are completely outdated and, you know, and they're going to be left behind. Because obviously the whole thing about this is that they're learning these skills that will help them progress in later life. And if they're learning outdated skills, then it's not necessarily any benefit to them, isn't it? So we got to get that power going pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the power thing is probably the most important.
That's the priority, yeah.
To my mind, yeah, and that's £785 for the two schools.
What's good about this is that now you have a specific target to hit. You know, there is a figure, there's a round number. That I think that helps in terms of, you know, getting the message out there and encouraging donations and doing things like that, because I think if people are thinking, oh, this is definitely an achievable target rather than an open-ended you know, project as such, hopefully we can raise that a little bit quicker than we would have done usually. I mean, I'm thinking back, I think it's 2 years ago now, I think, maybe, when we did that event at Redburn with Neil Cox. It was a modest turnout, but I think we still managed to raise about, I think, 450 odd quid from top of memory,
like that, yeah.
You know, and that wasn't from a vast amount of people, but and that was really from one night. So hopefully we do something like that.
Yes, an event would be excellent. Yeah.
We can get that up fairly sharpish, hopefully. We'd have to sort of arrange events and do things like that, but hopefully that is definitely achievable within maybe the first quarter of the year. You know, I don't know if that's too...
We can certainly try.
We can try, can't we? You know, that's the thing. And then once that's done, we can, you know, like when we sent the computers out there, we had a figure, and then that figure ended up changing, didn't it? Because of circumstances, there's every, you know, that could happen, and obviously the exchange rate could change again, you know. So there's all these things to consider. So I do like your thinking of let's have that power as a target first. Then if that happens, we can go to Starlink and look what's going on there.
I mean, the reason for the power thing is that at least they can learn the basics then,
Of
you know,
course.
the sort of equivalent of Microsoft Word, all the Office, you know, the Office stuff and they can learn, get used to sort of typing and that kind of thing.
And just on that, actually, that probably makes sense to link to a message that we've had through now, actually, because we had a message from Mr. Chizenya of the secondary school, and he's just sort of looked back. He's sort of said a thank you, you know, for sending the computers out there. He's explained a little bit about the power issues and how they're hoping to get connected to Zessa. But you know, he's sent a quite a nice message in terms of what they're wanting to do in terms of their lessons. And they've said that basically their aim is to provide more computer lessons to learners. And they've selected three teachers at the school that are going to be responsible for delivering those. They're also keen to address the gender balance as well. So they're sort of very sensitive in the fact that they're trying to give equal opportunity to both the boys and the girls. And they're sort of finding where there are gaps in that happening, they're trying to address that, you know. They've said that in terms of school as well, sorry, in terms of sport as well, in terms of they're trying to strike that gender balance. So I think that this is clearly a big part of their plans going to next year as well, which makes that power all the more important, doesn't it?
It does, very much so, and I really like to see it happen at both schools as soon as we can do it.
Because that's the other thing as well, is if you were just to do the $500 for one school, it's then which one do you pick, you know, how do you go about that? So hopefully that sort of the target for both, I think we lump it together and that's the aim. It will be both. So now we've got that sort of round figure. We look ahead then, don't we? So as ever, there's opportunities to sort of donate whenever on the website. I think we are looking at doing a couple of events. So previously, I would say our events have generally been more Scunthorpe United orientated. I'm sure we will probably still do some along those lines. But I'd quite like to broaden it out because I'm very aware that I think the charity is supported very, very, you know, generously by supporters of Scunthorpe United. But when we have had events that open it up to more, you know, more people, the general public and other fans of other clubs as well, like when you did the Bradford game, you know, the tied up event, it does just open it up and it just presents more people getting involved and things like that. So I'd like to sort of widen our audience, really. That's sort of my aim for the year, is to try and expand it out a little bit more. And I've got an idea for an event that hopefully we'll do that. I'm not going to say what it is because in case I can't get it to happen, but I'll be working on that in January, certainly. But I think I'd like to interview more people that are not necessarily football guests as well, because I think from what, you know, from just doing this podcast, you know, you're chatting to, we chatted to all the different people that we've had on, you know, Bothwell, Lorraine, Aggie, Memory, you know, all these people, and the stories are fascinating, you know, and they really are. And I think, you know, if we can portray that in some way as well to more people, that would go down well. But I think, my point is, I think we should hopefully we'll do some more events where the guests are not necessarily football related.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. I mean, we were lucky that we got Sarah, who, because that was a good link between the club and friends of the podcasting,
Yeah, of course.
to provide the computers for us, and that was really good.
Yeah, in terms of other things that we can do, then I think typically the events do raise the most money. But maybe going back to the football thing, I mean, you like you say, you've done things over the years. You've done shirt raffles. We've done, you know, the Get Tied Up event. Perhaps there's something that could tie into, you know, an event at Scunthorpe United. I mean, I don't know the process of this either, but
No,
maybe
I'm
there's a
looking into
bucket
that.
collection or something is a, you know, an option. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what we can do with the club. Because obviously we both know two or three of the directors, and hopefully we can get some idea from them what they can do and what we can do with the facilities there as well. Maybe we can put a bent on there.
Yeah, and I think the other thing as well is I believe we did mention this on the previous trilogy of episodes, is that we're always open to suggestions as well. You know, if people have an idea for something, or if they know a person that could be quite useful for us, you know, just get in touch. I mean, if nothing comes of it, nothing comes of it. But you know, there's no harm in trying. You know, we'll explore any avenue really.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that could even be either like small scale thing, people who might just give the odd few pounds here and there, right up to potential sponsorship from any of the businesses that are around in the Scunthorpe area or any that I can find in this area.
Yeah, I think what you say there about like your area as well, obviously in Bradford, that's maybe something we've not explored enough yet, actually. You know, so maybe
Yeah.
there's an avenue down there as well.
I do get quite a lot of support from my colleagues at work.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for several years. Every now and then, if we do a little fundraising thing, then they seem to be happy to dress down and put a couple of quid in.
I think we'll end that there. So that is the priority then for next year, is to try and get power to the schools. It's going to cost roughly, say it again, what was it, 780, was it?
785 for the power.
£785. So that's the initial target then, isn't
Yeah,
it? To try and
exactly.
raise. And then there is, if you like, a sort of stretch goal after that as well. But short term, that is the priority, is to raise £785, which I think is quite doable, actually. I think that is quite doable. And as ever, you can donate and get that going straight away if you want to on the website, or you know, contact Chris.
I'll put some links into the post as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for listening to any of the podcasts that you have done over the year. Thank you for supporting us, donating in any way, or buying any of the products that are available. It all does help, and hopefully by doing this podcast, it does show you a little bit more detail in terms of where that money goes and how it's used, and you know, how you can see what it's going to be used for. So yeah, thank you for your continued support, and there'll be more next year.